Wake up every morning the good way.
Klangvelia van OFM, Taste van Pinktober, and today we see our third Pink Pledge Thursday, and of course a day dedicated not just only to raising funds, but also awareness. And joining us in studio this morning, oncologist Dr. Andrea Morphis. Doctor, firstly, good morning, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning on The Sound of Your Life OFM.
Morning, thank you so much for having me.
So we know there's a lot of myths and unclarity, and I think at the end of the day, it could be the fact that everything is just based on fear. But when it comes to checkups, we're all quite hesitant.
Yes, I think there is unfortunately a lot of negative social media posts, negative feedback. You know, people always share the bad things, and there's so much misinformation. I think that is why October or Pinktober is so important, to shed some light on the truth and get people aware of what is out there, what are your options, and what is important with regards to breast cancer specifically this month.
Dr. Morphis, I'd like to know from you, what are those little things that I should look out for with regards to breast cancer in particular? What should I look out for before I plan a visit to the doctor?
Okay, excellent question. So regular self-examination is so important. Any skin changes, asymmetry, lumps or bumps, nipple discharge, especially under the armpits, something that's not a lot of people are aware of, that the breast tissue does go under the arms. But what is, I think, also even more important is that we need to pick up these breast cancers before they are palpable. And that is why Pinktober and breast cancer awareness is so important, to get your screening. Something to keep in mind, that breast cancer screening is not a one-size-fits-all. And that's why you need to speak to your doctor about what screening is best for you. So, you know, in general, we talk about the general population. If you have a low risk of breast cancer, mammograms from the age of 40, there is a bit of a gray area between 35 years and 40. It depends on how dense your breast tissue is, if they need to use sonars before using mammograms, but that you speak to your doctor about. Then we look at patients who are, or people who have a higher risk of breast cancer. We're talking about people with a family history of breast cancer, known genetic condition or mutation that is associated with breast cancer, previous chest wall irradiation, obesity. So if you have, you know, one or more of these risk factors, your screening would look different to the general population. Yearly mammograms for people at high risk, very high risk people, for example, with genetic mutations, you'll alternate between mammograms and MRIs every 6 months. So it's not a one size fits all, and you need to speak to your doctor sooner than later.
Dr. Morphis, you said genetic mutations. Are those the BRCA genes?
Yeah, so BRCA 1 and 2 are the most commonly found genetic mutations associated with breast cancer, but it's also not the only genetic mutations. You know, cancer is a genetic disease. Sometimes there are young patients diagnosed with breast cancer who do not have a family history, and it's most likely a sporadic mutation in those patients. But yes, BRCA 1 or 2 are very commonly associated with breast cancer, and that is something you will know with, or that has been pre-diagnosed in your family.
So how early can one go for those genetic testings?
The earlier the better, especially if you have a family history. There are good genetic counselors, unfortunately, none that I know in Bloemfontein, but there are a good few ones in Johannesburg, in Pretoria, and Cape Town. And thanks to telemedicine, distance is no longer a stumbling stone with regards to getting a medical assistance.
Dr. Andrea Morphis, oncologist, joining us on your Good Morning Breakfast right here on The Sound of Your Life OFM, home of Pinktober and Bowling for Boobies. Now, doctor, firstly, you know, I've come across a ton of my female friends that say, you know what, I'm too scared to go for a checkup because I'm scared they might find something. I'm scared of the results of said checkup. So I have some of my friends, 38, 40, that's never gone for a checkup at all. So, you know, how can we take away this fear so that we can ensure that, you know, as females, and with breast cancer being the most common cancer amongst women, how can we get more women to the oncologist to ensure that, you know what, everyone picks up on these things sooner rather than later?
Yeah, so a very important question. And I think, yeah, you know, you said it already, that it is the most commonly found breast cancer, breast cancer is the most commonly found diagnosed cancer amongst women in the world, you know, and although the mortality rates are still high, they are dropping significantly. And that is thanks to screening programs. It's thanks to better treatment options. You know, we've come a long way with regards to treatment of breast cancer. The, you know, historically surgery, regardless of what stage you were. But now, you know, we're moving into personalized medicine. Often with early breast cancers, it's treated aggressively. And it's so that we can try and cure you from this cancer. The earlier you diagnose a breast cancer and the earlier you treat it, the higher your chances of cure. And that is what I would tell any woman who's afraid to go get screened. We want to pick it up earlier, before you can feel it, before it causes problems, so that we can cure you.
Dr. Andrea Morfis, oncologist on The Sound of Your Life, IFM. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the valuable insights that you've shared with us. And I think that's the one thing that...
The takeaway.
You know what? Just get it checked out.
And the earlier the better.
100%.
I have one final takeaway message, if that's all right.
Yes, please. Absolutely, yes, please.
So besides the few that we've mentioned, I think one that we haven't mentioned is that men can also get breast cancer. So men, please examine yourself, you know, speak if there's any abnormalities. And then the most important takeaway message I want to relay to all the women of South Africa and actually in the world is that being a woman in today's day and age is very hard. We are running households, we are working, we are involved in our communities. Having breasts does not define you as a woman anymore. So, you know, to all those women who have mastectomies or who will possibly have mastectomies in the future, it doesn't take away from your womanhood. In fact, it makes you a stronger woman.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful.
The Good Morning Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., only on OFM. Brought to you by NutriFeeds, the formula for success.